And now this is a dictation for Judy Hartman, HARTMAN, December 2nd, 50, addressed as a letter to Dr. Khan, KHAN, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Khan, post-hospital follow-up for Judy. Presented with elevated calcium, mental status changes and weakness. Elevated calcium with elevated vitamin D125 and suppressed PTH. Receive one dose of Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, as well as hydration with sun improvement. No monoclonal protein. Vitamin A level low. PTH-related peptide not elevated. She has Crohn's disease with prior colectomy, has an ileostomy, increased output, and she's pushing on oral intake and diet, follows through University of Michigan GI, as well as documented liver abnormalities by biopsy, not related to primary sclerosis. Also follows with rheumatology, no bleeding, no vomiting, overall better than in the hospital, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight bisoprolol, hydralazine, short long-acting insulin, usually take Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A infusion, the last one in September. There are discussions to use alternative treatment. Next paragraph on physical exam, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, weight 95, blood pressure by nurse 136/67, lungs distant clear, no pericardial wrap, ostomy without abdominal tenderness, no edema, looks frail, muscle wasting, normal speech non-focal, most recent chemistries. From January the 9th, normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate, creatinine 1.16, which is better as it was in the hospital. It was running high 1.2, 1.3, from a combination of hypercalcemia, poor oral intake, and obligated GI losses. Present GFR will be 49, stage 3. Has abnormal liver function test with elevated transaminases, alkaline phosphatase, although albumin concentrated and bilirubin not high. presently no anemia, normal platelet count, sedimentation rate elevated at 50, but normal C-reactive protein. Iron saturation normal at 20%, awaiting results for a stool calprotectin, CALPROTECTIN. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent symptomatic hypercalcemia with suppressed PTH, with elevated vitamin D125, at that time, acute on chronic renal failure, combination of poor oral intake, dehydration, and GI losses from ileostomy, history of Crohn's disease, which apparently still is active. Pressing chemistries are stable. Calcium is trending up. We are going to monitor the vitamin D125, which likely represents activity of granulomatous tissue, given her active Crohn's disease. She remains on steroids until a new biological treatment is started. Next blood test is February. We will update vitamin D125 and other ones. She has chronic acrocyanosis, more than Raynaud, as part of her autoimmune disease. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.